Advocates for affordable housing in Connecticut say the pandemic has only worsened the affordable gap to buy and rent. That's the reaction to a new analysis from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition of the most recent available data from 2019. WSHU's Cassandra Bassler has details.
The report finds Connecticut needs more variety of housing. Kylie Goslin says that means more than big single-family homes on big private lots. She's executive director of Partnership for Strong Communities in Hartford. Goslin says there should be more options for the most vulnerable residents who were hit hardest by the economic slump during COVID-19.
Simultaneously, we've seen housing prices actually go up in many places in Connecticut during the same time. So all of the data that we're seeing in this report from 2019, I would view it with the eye of it's worse than what's here because we have more people unemployed, more people with lower incomes, and higher housing costs than what you're seeing in this report.
Goslin says state lawmakers can make it easier to build more types of affordable housing, including single-family homes and apartments. Cassandra Bassler, WSHU News.